Bernie Birchmeyer, the manager of the Center for Commodity Farm and Industry Relations at Michigan Farm Bureau, and also the livestock and dairy specialist.
Ernie, turbulent times when it comes to trade in agriculture. Michigan Farm Bureau coming out this week to talk about some of those issues. Can you share a little bit more about what's going on and how that's impacting Michigan's livestock industry?
Yeah, trade has certainly been in the news a considerable amount the last several months, not just recently, but for a considerable amount of time. If you take a look at the discussions and negotiations that have been going on with the North American Free Trade Agreement, with the China discussions and the potential tariffs that could go into effect if all of that comes to fruition, and then the latest discussions about the United States potentially rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership, there is much discussion about trade, and trade is critically important to agriculture across the country. 95% of the world's population lives outside of this country. Both China and India have 1 billion more people in their countries than we do here in the United States. Those are all growing markets that we need to take advantage of and want to take advantage of and have the ability to trade with, along with all of the Pacific Rim countries. Those are great opportunities to move more agriculture products overseas.
The Trump administration in, out, or renegotiating, kind of flip-flopping on where to go. As far as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what could that mean for Michigan?
That could mean more exports for products, not only from Michigan, but from across the country. You know, some estimates are around $6 billion in additional trade upon full implementation. You know, some of those products that are highly sought after and should help to increase in terms of exports are beef and pork, you know, fruits and nuts and vegetables, but soybeans along with poultry and dairy. Some of those products, obviously, beef, pork, fruits, vegetables, soybeans, poultry, and dairy, very important to our Michigan economy. We need to look for export opportunities every chance that we get, and those would be a welcome sight to our Michigan farmers.
Talking about some of those large livestock sectors, dairy and pork production continuing to grow in Michigan, how has trade played a role in establishing some of that growth and really its continued success?
Sure. Exports are critical to our dairy and pork industries. You know, in both segments, dairy, it's ideal if we can be between 15 and 20% of our production that is exported overseas. Pork production, about 25% of the value of that carcass gets exported annually, and we need to maintain that if we're going to get to profitable levels within those industries. So it's critically important that we find export markets for that product. We can't consume everything that we produce in this country, so we need to continue to find ways to export those products. Soybeans are the same way. You know, there's a significant portion of our soybean production that gets exported. With the discussions that have gone on in regards to China and the potential tariffs there, we need to be able to find other countries to export those products to if we run into trade challenges with China. You know, in each one of these situations, there's only so much product produced around the country. And the more that we can break down trade barriers between the United States and other countries so that we have free and fair trade on a level playing field, that allows us to shift those products around in the event that we run into trade challenges in certain parts of the country.
What's Farm Bureau's role in this discussion?
Farm Bureau's role in this discussion is to continue to work with our elected officials, U.S. trade representatives, and our leadership to make sure that agriculture is represented fairly in these trade discussions. We want to make sure that we are not taking a back seat and being held hostage to other segments of trade in our country. You know, a lot of the discussions that have taken place over time, you know, have focused on the automotive industry in certain manufacturing areas. Those are critically important to our economy as well, especially here in Michigan. But at the same time, we want to make sure that agriculture is fairly represented. So it is our job to make sure that our members' best interests are represented and that we're communicating that clearly to our trade officials.
Ernie, any last words to leave us with?
The trade is critical to the American economy. I think we all realize that, but it's especially critical to the agricultural economy in our country. As I stated before, 95% of the world's population lives outside of our country. Those are our customers. Those are our opportunity to sell more products to them. We have the ability, and we do produce the most abundant, safest, and economical food supply in the world. We need to have every advantage possible to trade those partners with our good customers from around the world. If we can do that, and if we have a level and fair playing field between the United States and the rest of the world, we can compete, we can sell product, and we can make the American farmer more profitable.